It's the Halloween edition of the spookiest, creepiest, scariest fantasy football podcast ever. Or something like that. Yeah. I need like organs and not like human organs, but you know, musical organs to make Halloween.
Human organs
music.
Would be great.
Yeah, that actually would be good. When you were kids, did they do the thing where, oh, you want to touch a brain and it's like spaghetti?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I wasn't the only one.
This podcast, we will touch Adam Azer's arm hair.
This is the Fantasy Football Today podcast presented by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code FUN at checkout. Get 10% off. That's Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Or build it creepy or build it spooky. Whatever you want to do. A lot you can do on Squarespace. Here's a scenario for you before we get into football. You are trick-or-treating at a younger age with your friends. You go to a house. Nobody is home. They leave a basket of candy and they say, quote, please take one on a written note. How many do you take?
The entire thing.
You're 12.
12, I would take a bunch. Younger than that, only one.
Yeah, if I'm 4, I'm taking the whole bag.
That was always a really dumb idea. I mean,
how about this one?
Yeah.
Before you leave to go out on Halloween night, you put that sign on your door along with an empty bowl. Please take one.
Or you leave that sign on the door with candy in the bowl, but you're hiding in the bushes and monitoring, and you yell at people if they take more.
That's awful. Who does that?
Nobody yet.
By the way, did you see our good friend Mike Friedman's video yesterday?
No.
He did a great video with the sports information director at the University of Houston, where he dressed a football mannequin. They have a row of mannequins for the uniforms.
Oh, nice.
And scared the bleep out of several people. It's a video that's actually running on our site, so you can check it out.
Cool. Yeah, Mike Friedman, a former producer for Fantasy Football Today. Here's your stat of the day as we get into football. Tom Brady is now on pace for over 5,500 yards, 46 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions, and 4 rushing touchdowns. And that makes him on pace for 517 fantasy points, which is more than Peyton Manning's 514 fantasy points 2 years ago. Oh my goodness.
That's good. He's a good football player. And you know what? You look at the rest of his schedule. Where's the loss? Where's the tough game?
There's a stretch of games with like at the Giants, at Denver, one other kind of tough one in there. What's that?
The Giants, really, that's going to be the team that stops them. I mean, I know they have in the past.
It just because they seem to know how to play them fairly well in the past. They beat them in Foxborough 4 years ago. They've beaten them in the Super Bowl. They've won 3 of the last 4 meetings against very good
teams. Well, they're going to play in the Super Bowl again this year.
Yeah, no chance. But at Denver, I think they'll lose a game.
But oh, they'll definitely lose a game.
Let's keep it on fantasy here. If you're drafting right now, you guys hate drafting quarterbacks in the first round. Is Tom Brady a first-round pick?
No.
Nope.
What? Yes! Come on, man. Look what he's doing.
He's a second-round pick. I would take him exactly where I would have taken Andrew Luck in August.
Wow. Okay.
Adam, if anything, I'm consistent.
We'll get back to that game. I think you guys are crazy. Is it that you think he'll trail off, won't be this good?
Well, he typically does late in the season. He'll have a couple of stinkers late in the year when they just decide that the weather's bad, let's run the ball. But even if I knew that he was going to keep up I don't think he's going to keep up the pace that you laid out where he gets 517 fantasy points. He would get close to maybe 450, 475. I can buy into that. But you can find quarterbacks anywhere that can just help you from week to week. Is he a difference maker at his position? There's no question about it. But I'm still playing a game where I need lots of running backs and wide receivers, and a difference maker at tight end, I think, is tougher to come by than at quarterback. Mm-hmm. There are examples of great quarterbacks that you can start this week. They're not going to get 4 touchdowns.
But exactly. But, I mean, you could look at all the tight ends that are out there.
4 touchdowns every week.
But
either,
look at the ownership percentage of Safarian Jenkins, Eric Ebron. You know, I'm taking Gronk over Brady. But
I am too.
What he's doing is unbelievable. Look, Peyton Manning 2 years ago was probably worthy of being the number one pick, like in retrospect, right? Just based on what he did that year. Brady is doing that. He's doing he has the same production, almost exactly the same on a per game basis.
The counter argument to all of this is it is one pick, Right. So if you take Tom Brady in the first round, you have the rest of your draft to play catch up with your team. It's just a matter of how willing you are to do that. And maybe this year, I don't know if this year is a great example of it. I know every year that there's people that come out of the woodwork off the waiver wire that help people win their fantasy leagues. Deion Lewis, Stephon Diggs is a new name, Chris Johnson. If you're comfortable relying on the waiver wire to help you find players, then of course you should take Brady in the first round.
Jamie, you want to weigh in real quick?
I think he's certainly worth a first round pick if you're inclined to take quarterbacks early, but I just don't know, like, are you saying first overall or just first round?
No, first round.
So if you have the opportunity to take Gurley, Freeman, Le'Veon,
Gronk.
Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, Rob Gronkowski, like, see all these guys I would take ahead of Brady, probably somewhere around 10 is where I would look to consider him.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel like there's a guy that you can get in the beginning of the second round that's just as good, then you take him at the back end of the first round. But I don't think I would take him early in the first round, and that's probably where he would end up going based on how people value quarterbacks that intend to take them early.
Well, let's stay on this game while we're at it. 36-7, New England over Miami. Hey, you know who had New England with the points yesterday?
Me.
And? Sportsline. APIC. So,
nice. I went the other way, and now I feel like a dummy.
1-0 for Sportsline on the APIC so far this week, and overall very good. Sportsline.com/FFT. Check it out. Sportsline.com/FFT. Just $10 a month. Great information if you're into that. The Dolphins, just overall, guys, was it fool's gold the last 2 weeks, or are they going to be
matchups
good?
More than anything?
Well, that's part of fool's gold.
It's tough to play on the road on a very short week like this.
I think at live show, Jason Lockefora said it best. They played two CFL teams before this week, and then they stepped up and had to play the big boys. The difference is that I thought they actually showed themselves well defensively before Cam Wake's injury. It was a two-score game going into the fourth quarter. And in New England, you know, that's not a horrific thing. If their offense had showed up, who knows how that would have been. Ryan Tannehill was terrible.
His offensive line was terrible.
He was terrible.
But, well, yeah.
Tannehill was bad, but the offensive line did him no favors.
Losing Juwan James didn't help.
Right.
But I still think he had plenty of opportunities to make plays. The two interceptions were bad. One was a bad throw. The second one was a bad decision, which ended up being a great interception. The safety was terrible. So he just had some miscues, and his receivers let him down. Kenny Stills had a bad drop. I think you'll see them bounce back and play well. They're nowhere near as dominant as they showed the last 2 weeks, and they're nowhere as bad as what the score indicates what happened last night.
By the way, I just want to correct one thing you said. Miami's right tackle, according to my cell phone this morning, his name is Japan James.
Japan.
Japan James.
He's a big dude.
Not Jawad James. So we can call him that from now on.
But that's your autocorrect?
Yeah, autocorrect of the day. Japan James.
I thought you got like an alert. Japan James leaves Dolphins game.
Tell me if any of these guys are droppable.
I feel bad for Cameron Wake.
Just in general droppable. Brandon LaFell, LeGarrette Blount, and Jarvis Landry.
I would say no. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay.
Yes.
Just throwing it out there.
Like, LaFell is the most droppable on that list. But they were moving him around. They were getting him involved.
He had another bad drop.
I think next week is when we can expect to see something better from LaFell.
Yeah, at Tannehill at 93% feels a little high to me.
Oh, that's going to go down now. Especially once we get through the bye weeks.
At Buffalo is not that bad of a matchup. Like, quarterbacks are putting up points.
Sure, sure.
But it's not a great one. And then at Philadelphia, Dallas, then the Jets. It's not a great upcoming schedule for Tannehill.
No.
All right, guys. It's good to see Julian Edelman, by the way, hanging onto the ball and, scoring two touchdowns.
Nice plays. That was nice. His touchdowns were nice.
Could have had three.
Yeah, he sure could have.
All right, tweet of the day, number one, is from Seth A. Gonzalez. Oh, I didn't mention. Today we're playing Trick or Treat. New Halloween game. Did I?
Yeah.
I think I said it off the air.
We've done a whole Halloween thing to start the show. Remember we talked about your arm hair?
Yeah, but I don't think we... All right, anyway, it's coming up. Here's Seth's tweet. Talk about David Cobb. Lottery ticket or just a guy?
He's more of just a guy than a lottery ticket. Because of the team he plays for.
Which is the Titans.
There will be opportunities for him to get on the field. I don't know if the offensive line is good enough to help him, because he's the kind of running back that needs that offensive line. He's not a He's not a game breaker who can do things despite the offensive line. I don't mind stashing him.
Oh, I totally agree, but I don't think he's not Todd Gurley coming back from a knee injury. He's not Darren McFadden getting an opportunity to start. He's not a difference maker for your team. He's a guy that you could plug and play during bye weeks, which is really not going to impact him. He's a guy that you can maybe, you know, if you're the Arian Foster owner and in a couple weeks, you need somebody because the guys you picked up haven't been successful or the next injury to come. So, I'll give you an interesting scenario I had, and it actually worked out with Dave too, because we're in an 18-team league where David Cobb and David Johnson were both available. I have both other Cardinals running backs and Antonio Andrews. So I'm looking at it as, which guy do I want? Do I want David Cobb or do I want David Johnson? I put in for both for $0 bids, and I ended up with David Cobb. I don't know which is going to be more impactful for my team long term, but I thought, let me get two guys from the Titans, and I have the two best guys. Well, I don't know if they're the two best guys. I have
it seems
the,
like
the two other guys for – certainly the best guy at this point, Chris Johnson. But I was just looking at it. Who makes more sense for my roster going forward? So to answer your question, I thought if David Cobb gets the opportunity to be a starter there as opposed to David Johnson being part of a mix where if I get an injury, I have that scenario. But just looking at like two guys like that on their own, you have an opportunity to maybe get a starter. And so David Cobb could be somebody that can help you. But he's going to be just like Antonio Andrews. You're going to have a great matchup to feel comfortable starting him like this.
Would you rather have Andre Ellington or would you rather have David Cobb rest of season?
Ellington.
Really?
As a stash candidate? Yes.
It probably makes more sense. I'm just thinking, though, of who has the better chance to get 15 carries first in a game. And I would say Cobb does.
Fair enough. Tweet of the day number two. Should I trade John Brown for Dez Bryant? From Verdugo Jones. Okay, you cannot say no, because last week we said when Dez Bryant comes back, we're treating him like a top 10 wide receiver. That was said on this podcast. I think Jamie said the words, but I don't think Dave disagreed. So to even think about this, it brings up questions here. John Brown for Dez Bryant.
The only hesitation is we just haven't seen Dez back yet.
I'd rather have Dez.
I do too. In the trade chart, he's worth more than John Brown. Brown's banged up, by the way. Something you got to keep an eye on.
This is a good time if you want to, not to divert from John Brown, but this is a good time to trade Larry Fitzgerald, by the way.
You think so?
Yes. Because look what's happened since Michael Floyd's come back.
Yeah, but I think people noticed that. In the last 2 weeks, he hasn't done anything, and people aren't going to pay up big for Larry Fitzgerald.
But I don't know if that's the case. I think the extreme expert may know that. The novice owner may not, and may see still has name value. Still has production because you look at where he stacks up in terms of receivers for the season. Mm-hmm. He's in the, I'm assuming still in the top 12.
Yeah,
so
he should be.
I would think that you can get something good in return for him. And maybe Dez Bryant is something you can get back.
Is Larry Fitzgerald a top 12 receiver rest of
Are you
season?
Saying trade Fitzgerald straight up for Dez?
I would.
Oh my gosh.
You wouldn't?
And I don't think I'm ready to do that.
You'd rather have Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Ooh, not me.
I'll tell you what, I'd definitely rather have Dez when Romo's back. I don't know what to expect until then.
I know what to expect. I've seen Matt Cassel play.
You know, I don't think Cassel was that bad. The turnovers were terrible, but he averaged like 8.4 yards per attempt last week.
We actually talked about this with Brady Quinn last night, and just to be fair, Brady played with Cassel. He loves Matt Cassel as a person, so he's a little bit of a Cassel apologist. But he talked about how exactly what you said. He didn't think that all the turnovers were his fault, all the interceptions were his fault. He thought that he played well. And he thinks that he's going to come out and play well this week against Seattle with Dez being healthy.
Oh, that I see. I was all on board until the last statement.
No, not in terms of like fantasy production or game, but just like manage the game.
Okay, well, yeah, he the turnovers were bad, but he was much better for fantasy for the rest of the team than Brandon Whedon was.
You know what it's like? It's that? Like how Landry Jones was in comparison to Michael Vick.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Better all right, that. Listen, fantasy football today. 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday, noon Eastern Tuesday through Friday. Watch it on CBSSports.com. Listen to the first hour of it on Sunday on CBS Sports Radio. Jamie and I are on Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio on Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight Eastern. You can listen online. You can listen on your CBS Sports Radio affiliate. SEC on CBS podcast, Roughing the Passer podcast, Daily Fantasy Live podcast. Doing very well right now on iTunes. Check that out. Heath Cummings, Chris Towers. Think Ryan Bass should be on that. We got a lot for you in the podcast world. Daily Fantasy Live, a lot of NBA on there, some NFL. You will, of course, get that FanDuel Fantasy Football podcast episode on Saturdays in this feed. We want to take the time to thank Squarespace for sponsoring the Fantasy Football Today podcast. They support us, so you should support them. Honestly, you won't regret doing it. Build a website on Squarespace.com. Now, doing that, building a website just in general can be a challenge, but not with Squarespace. At Squarespace.com, there's no coding required. You don't need to be skilled or experienced doing something like this. They make building your site very, very simple. It's going to look professionally designed. It's going to look sharp. You're going to love the finished product. There are so many different designs, so many different templates to choose from on Squarespace. Also, Squarespace has state-of-the-art technology powering your site. That ensures security and stability. It's trusted by millions of people. Some of the most respected brands in the world are using Squarespace, and it starts at just $8 a month. You get a free domain if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today with no credit card required at squarespace.com. Use our offer code FUN to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Injuries, news, and notes. CJ Anderson says he was not as healthy as he thought he was earlier this season.
Oh, so he's starting to make excuses now.
Yeah, well, he's not as much of a starter as he was earlier this season either. Joseph Randall could be facing a suspension for a February arrest. We're not going to recreate that in Fantasy Football Today Masterpiece Theater.
I almost think it's not coincidental that McFadden has started to take over. And Michael, like all this talk about Michael taking over, like it feels like the Cowboys knew something bad was coming with Randall. And started to make changes.
But he's also out this week with the oblique.
Yes.
Jason Lockenfora was on Thursday Night Live last night. He says Dez Bryant is not certain to play. We're going to treat it like he is.
No. He said that they're expecting him to play, but until we see Sunday morning that he wakes up and is 100%.
Right. He said he could be a game time decision. But
he's going to play.
He also said that Tony Romo is pretty healthy and would be able to play next week if he weren't on IR designated for return. So expect him in week 11.
Is that just a dumb move by the Cowboys to put him on that spot if they knew that he was going to be back sooner or later or thought that there was a chance it could be back sooner than later?
I guess so.
I don't think so.
You know, they got Dez right.
That's a roster spot. You can't tie up,
It's 3 weeks earlier, though. If he's ready to play now?
No, he's not ready to play now. He'd be ready to play next week. That's what Jason said.
Oh, so 2 weeks earlier.
Well, I guess you never know. JLC also said Antonio Gates is week to week. We don't expect him this week, right?
Right.
My guess is not until after their bye week.
Is that next week?
I believe they're week 10.
Oy. All right, Nick Mangold plans to play despite his neck injury for the Jets. Steve Smith hurt his knee in practice. Are we worried about Steve Smith?
Got to keep an eye on it.
This is now a back injury and a knee injury and a tough matchup coming up.
If he practices by Friday, I think he'll be fine.
Austin Seferian Jenkins, is he going to play this week at Atlanta?
Who knows? I mean, you got Lovie Smith saying...
He said two different things in the same day.
Yeah.
He's going back and forth. I was on the radio in Tampa Bay this morning. Rick Stroud, good beat reporter for Tampa Bay, says he thinks he's going to end up going.
Okay. Do you expect John Brown?
No.
Yeah, you don't?
No.
You pulled him from the rankings?
No, but I just don't expect him to play yet.
All right, Malcolm Floyd. Michael Floyd, that guy. He's pretty available. You can pick him up.
Yeah, actually he's not. Isn't he owned in 70-something percent of leagues?
He's like 10 team leagues. You can get him.
I didn't realize it was in the 70s. I picked him up last night, so
Good for
I guess
you.
I just assumed. All right, Marcus Mariota, do you expect him?
Yes.
Davante Adams?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Drake Bell?
Who cares?
Amir Abdullah owners care.
I think he'll play.
Eric Decker?
Yes.
All right. Trick or treat? I think you get the point. Will this guy be a trick or a treat, good or bad?
Is there candy involved?
There can be. If I were in the room with you, I would give you candy. But we know that's not the case.
Would it be like the nice name brand candy, or would it be like that weird orange and black wrapped, unmarked candy?
What are you giving out at the Richard House?
My wife went overboard. Yeah. She's got, let me do this in my best Bart Scott impersonation. You got peanut butter M&Ms, you got crispy M&Ms, you got Snickers, you've got...
Did you see this thing with the family with the peanut allergy?
No.
There is a story that was circulating yesterday that a family with a kid that has a peanut allergy posted signs around the neighborhood saying, please take into account my child has a peanut allergy, and can we only give out carrots and celery sticks on Halloween?
That's a great prank to do to like a buddy's neighborhood.
All right, moving on. Trick or treat. Andrew Luck this week at Carolina. Trick or treat?
I kind of think he's a trick. The matchup is going to be fairly difficult. He's on the road. It could, I wouldn't be surprised if the game ended up playing like last week's where Indianapolis falls behind and they have to throw. But they've been talking all week like they want to run the football. And I don't know if Carolina's as good against the run as we think they are.
Okay.
Carolina's
so,
excellent against the run.
They have allowed a touchdown to a running back in four straight games.
That doesn't mean that they're good against, they're poor against the run. It means Frank Gore can still get you fantasy production, but he's not going to have a big rushing total. Their defensive tackles are playing as good as anybody in the NFL right now. Since Luke Kuechly's back, their defense is much better against the run. And I think you'll see that this is going to be tough for Andrew Luck because T.Y. Hilton may get taken away by Josh Norman. Now, that said, I think what you said, Dave, is completely accurate. Like what we saw last week from him in these comeback efforts, that's when he puts up his numbers. And so they're going to be probably chasing points. It's going to be a lot of frantic production from Luck. He'll run a little bit more in this game, I think, because of how they defend. The one thing about it is, in terms of Frank Gore, their linebackers get side to side better than anybody in the NFL. Kuechly and Thomas Davis just track down running backs at an unbelievable pace. So I think you could see a situation where Luck has one of those 300 2-2 type games. So he's not a top five quarterback this week, but I think he'll still be a top 12 guy.
Carolina.
I see that in the last 3 weeks, the Panthers have allowed 5.1 yards per carry to opposing running backs.
Now listen, I think Luke Kuechly only played in one of those games,
right?
And
Which one? The Eagles game.
And Ryan Matthews had a huge game.
He had one big run.
And he beat the pants off of Luke Kuechly on that run.
That's right.
But Matthews didn't, but Murray didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, Murray was at 3.6 yards per carry, which I think Frank Gore would take right now.
Yeah, I think, look, Frank Gore's the number two running back. He's not going to have a big game this week.
All right, but Luck, you know, this is a team. This is a Panthers team that's allowed 5 touchdown passes this year. That's fifth.
But also, look who they play.
Lowest in the NFL. Yes, exactly. The best quarterback they've faced is Russell Wilson, because they faced the Saints.
What about Drew Brees?
No, he didn't play.
McCown played in that game?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
No.
So this will be a challenge. Luck?
It's the same. Look, there's two good examples you can give, and I think maybe it carries over to Denver's defense as well, although I do think Denver's defense is amazing. Look at the quarterbacks those guys have faced prior to facing a good quarterback. The Jets were great against every team they faced, and then Brady did what he did. The Dolphins, playing great the last 2 weeks, and then Brady exposes them. Now, granted, that's Brady.
Yeah, Brady is a completely different story. Like, we still believe in the Jets' defense.
Absolutely. But do you think that, and specifically to Luck and Aaron Rodgers, are they going to get shut down because the defense that they're facing is good?
No, and I think you guys have Luck, you know, borderline top 12, so let me just throw out some names. Would you rather have Andrew Luck or Matt Ryan this week?
Ryan.
Ryan, but it's close.
Luck or Hoyer?
Luggo Luck.
Luck or Cam?
Cam. I love Cam this week.
I like Luck better.
Now, you guys are pretty far apart on Cam, so let's trick-or-treat Cam Newton here. What do you guys think?
The Colts are terrible, and they can't – they're if Adams doesn't play, I know he returned
he's
to practice
playing.
On a limited basis.
They're expecting him back.
I don't think he's going to stop Greg Olsen, because I don't think anybody's going to stop Greg Olsen right now. And I think the way Cam is going to – you know, the thing that's hurt Cam the last 2 weeks has been the turnovers. I don't see that happening against the Colts in their building. So I think you'll see him run for a touchdown, which is, I think in like, 5 or 6 of his games, he's gotten, like 6 fantasy points from his legs alone. At least 6 points from his legs alone. I don't know the number exactly off the top of my head.
But he has 4 rushing touchdowns this year, and yeah, he has 4 rushing touchdowns this year, so Cam's been very good in that regard, but only two games of more than 21 fantasy points. They both came against terrible, terrible pass defenses.
And this is one of them.
But now you mentioned Olsen. It's kind of interesting. We can come back to Olsen. Remind me to come back to Olsen. I want to give Dave time to talk about Cam Newton and why you're, I think you have him like 13th, Dave.
I think he's a borderline starter. And the only reason why I'm nervous is because I think this is a Jonathan Stewart game. And this is where they can just run like crazy, because that's where Indianapolis is terrible, is against the run. And what better way to keep Andrew Luck off the field and to preserve a victory than to win the time of possession, run the ball. Jonathan Stewart has been playing great for the past 2 weeks. I think he continues to play well. I like him as a top 10 running back this week. And Jamie mentioned the turnovers. 5 interceptions in his last 2 games. So he's not taking good care of the football. The coaches know it. And I don't think he's going to be put in a position where they say, all right, Cam, let it fly. I'm nervous about
it. So he's throwing 10 times?
No, he might throw 25 times.
And how much is he going to run?
He can run. He'll run a decent amount.
Yeah.
I'm more. I would buy into him more on the fact that he can run and he can score a rushing touchdown. than he can throw two touchdowns.
Oh, I don't think he'll throw for two. I think he'll throw for one, he'll run for one, and he'll have over 300 total yards running and throwing.
Okay, so with Greg Olsen, you guys both have him number two in both standard and PPR. This is actually a team that's done pretty well against tight ends, and they face some good ones. They face Clay, Walker, Gronkowski, and Watson. No tight end is more than 68 receiving yards. Gronkowski and Hoamanawadui caught touchdowns in each of the last two games against Indianapolis.
Right, because of the safety injuries.
So is that why you're so high?
I need to move him down.
Yeah, I didn't realize Adams was that. I thought he was still expected to miss the game.
You know what? We should probably wait till the Friday injury report just to be sure. But yeah, the last 2 weeks when Adams has been banged up, you can see the numbers have been what they are.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so I'm going to say that Olsen's a treat. You're going to start him, but for FanDuel purposes, keep an eye on Adams' health, and that might impact Greg Olsen a little bit.
Plus, you can get Tyler Eifert, I believe, for less.
Staying in this game, and you guys have to say trick or treat. You have to. It's a rule. T.Y. Hilton.
Otherwise, no candy, right?
Exactly.
T.Y. Hilton's a trick. I think you're going to start him as a number two receiver anyway, but I think the Josh Norman coverage is legit. And I'm a little nervous between Andrew Luck and not playing like we're used to seeing him play and the coverage on Hilton, which will probably be more than just Josh Norman covering him. I think he'll get safety help. Makes me nervous.
Hilton or Diggs?
I will take Stephon Diggs against the Bears.
Yeah, and I almost think that Moncrief is going to be better than Hilton this week, too.
Yeah, trick or treat on Moncrief, because it's starter sit has become trick or treat. Trick or treat on Moncrief, because, like, really, very few wide receivers. It's not like number two wide receivers are doing well and number ones aren't. Very few wide receivers have done well at all against Carolina.
I think he can be okay. And you just look at his track record with Andrew Luck, and that makes you feel good about starting him.
Jamie, trick or treat on Matt Ryan?
Treat.
Okay. You think he's gonna have a big game? Good game?
Yes. Kirk Cousins-esque.
Okay.
He needs one bad.
Look, this team does not give up a lot of passing yards. Fifth fewest passing yards per game, Tampa Bay, but they allow a ton of touchdowns, which is not Matt Ryan's forte, but maybe this week. Marcus Mariota, Blake Bortles, and Kirk Cousins threw three touchdowns or more against
them. They've allowed 10 total touchdowns to quarterbacks in their last three games.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan has 250 yards and multiple touchdowns in three of his last four against the Bucks.
All right, come on, Matt Ryan. This is the week. Trick or treat for Eli Manning at the Saints. Jamie.
Treat.
Really?
Yes. The Saints are terrible.
They are. 16 combined fantasy points in his last two games for Eli. I'm encouraged that Beckham's getting a little healthier.
I'm willing to take the chance on Eli Manning this week. The Saints defense has allowed every quarterback except for Brandon Weeden to have 20-plus fantasy points against them. So if Eli can't get it going this week, then something's rotten in New Jersey.
And again, last time he was there, it was 2011, 400 passing yards and two touchdowns.
Eli or Matt Ryan?
Odell Beckham was like in junior high then.
That's right.
Eli or Matt Ryan?
I'll take Eli.
I'll take Ryan.
But it's close?
Yes. It's close.
Eli or Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger.
I'm cuckoo for Big Ben.
Trick or treat, Carlos Hyde.
What's worse than a trick?
This is Carlos Hyde is getting your house egged.
All right, that's actually like that could be part
of
the game.
On November 1st, and there's egg residue on your front door. And if it's me who egged your house, the side of your house, the roof of your house, the back of your house, the car in the driveway, the mailbox.
You've never egged a house, Dave.
Oh, I was a.
No, that's terrible, dude. That's pathetic. That's really bad.
If it makes you feel any better, I've gone to all those houses that I've egged and I've apologized in person.
Really?
No.
You liar. All right. Anquan Boldin, trick or treat or
I guess I shouldn't get into all the other things I did on Halloween.
Anquan Boldin.
Stealing pumpkins.
Shut up, Anquan Boldin.
I like his track record against St. Louis.
It's fantastic, but this is a different Colin Kaepernick and a different Rams defense.
It's a tough one this week. What are you guys thinking?
I don't mind Boldin as a third receiver. He's the only one I like.
Boldin or Hilton?
I'll take Hilton.
Hilton.
Boldin or Mike Wallace?
Who's starting Mike Wallace?
Oh, yeah, it's
a great matchup.
Yeah, I'll take Boldin.
I would too, but it's close.
Boldin or Orleans Darkwa?
Boldin.
I'll roll a dice with Darkwell.
Okay. Trick or treat, Dez Bryant.
I think he's going to end up being a trick.
I think he's a trick based on what people's expectations of him will be, but I think he'll be a treat to have him back in your lineup.
Well, Bryant or Moncrief this week?
Dez.
Moncrief.
Bryant or Antonio Andrews?
Andrews.
Bryant. I tell you, if they get him matched up on Kerry Williams, that's a win.
I don't know that they will. So I was thinking about that, but look what happened with AJ Green, right? He was matched up on Kerry Williams. He was crushing him, and then they were like, you know what? That's not happening anymore. We're putting Richard Sherman on him. And the last game they played, Richard Sherman followed a receiver around two. I'm blanking on the opponent.
I think I remember the last time, last year when they played against the Cowboys, they eventually put Sherman on Dez anyway.
He did nothing in that game.
And he got a lot of targets.
They ran all over them, though.
They did. Yeah,
they had DeMarco Murray then.
They also had a better cornerback situation last year.
Over under 7 fantasy points in a standard league for Dez Bryant.
Over.
Over.
I'm taking the under.
Ooh.
I think this is going to be a blowout. I think,
for the Seahawks?
Yes.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of points in this.
I think they're going to kill it. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe it's a special teams touchdown like the Cowboys gave up last week, but they're going to kill them. It's going to be in the second half. Just like they kind of hung tough with the Patriots for a bit and then the Patriots killed them. And, I don't know. I'm so pessimistic. I'm starting Dez in the one league I own him in. I don't know how
me
you
can. Me too.
Can't,
that's the funniest part of all is that there's one league. It's the 18-team league that we have at the office where I'm just so thin because of buys and injuries that Dez coming back is like a miracle for me. So I think he's in my flex spot.
Trick or treat, Jimmy Graham.
I've got him ranked 10th, and it makes me sick.
If he gets 8 targets, it'll be a great, great treat. If he gets less than 8 targets, it's a huge trick.
Actually, I think it's 5 targets. Anything more than 5 targets. I don't think he's had 6 or 7. I think it's either been 5 or 8 or more. So we're kind of splitting hairs. But anything more than 5 targets and he's had a good game. But Dallas has been great against tight ends. Even Gronkowski struggled against
him. I know. 4 for 67.
Like we've
talked. Reason why I can't trust Jimmy Graham.
We've talked
about it. If I can help it.
You know who's great against tight ends before Jimmy Graham beat them up? The Carolina Panthers too.
That's a good point. All right, so would you go Ebron or Graham?
I want nothing to do with Ebron this week. He's going to be a bad, bad fantasy play.
I think he'll be okay. I'll go Ebron.
Ladarius Green or Graham?
Green.
Green? For
you
both
said
of
Green
you?
Or Graham?
Green.
If Safarian Jenkins plays or Graham?
Safarian Jenkins.
Yep.
Okay. Jonathan Stewart, trick or treat?
Trick. The best trick. You're going to go to his house 3 times throughout Halloween for candy.
No, he's a treat.
A treat.
He's a treat.
He's a tricky treat. You're going to be tricky going to get treats from
he's top 12 in both formats. Drew Brees, trick or treat, Jamie.
Oh, I like Drew Brees this week. I think he's going to light up that Giants defense.
I don't understand how the Giants are not worse against quarterbacks. I think
they've done a pretty decent job allowing touchdowns. They've allowed the 3rd most passing yards on average in the league, but only 10 passing touchdowns this season.
And a lot of interceptions. And Brees has thrown 8 picks in 6 games. All right, Brees or Eli?
I have a hard time with Drew Brees.
All right, Brees or Eli? What do you think, Dave?
Eli.
I would go that too.
So top 10, but not like top 5 for Brees.
Right. I mean, look, he just hasn't been great. So I think this is going to be one of his better games of the season. There's no pass rush.
Yeah.
And that's huge against Drew Brees.
Yep.
So they don't have a pressure up the middle. They don't have guys coming on the edge. He's just going to stand back there and have time. And when he has time, he's going to find guys.
I think they run like crazy.
Yeah.
I think Mark Ingram has a rockin' game.
Stephon Diggs, trick or treat?
Treat.
Should be a big treat.
Hey, who is Cincinnati playing this week?
Are you setting us up for the bonanza? You sneaky, dirty rock. I'm not going to say. I don't want to have any part of the bonanza.
Let me tell you the finalists. We got San Diego at Baltimore. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
It sounds like you've already made up your mind.
I have it. I really have it. I've been fighting this. I'm battling myself here. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, San Diego, Baltimore, Giants at Saints. That's probably it. All right. Give me Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Bonanza.
I didn't hear it. No bonanza.
thank God.
Why? Oh, because Philip Rivers.
Yes. I was holding my breath.
All right, well, I just told you all.
That'd be like universes colliding if we have a Star of the Week and a Bonanza.
I know.
It's not universes colliding. You're donezo.
Well, I hope I didn't just influence people to sit, guys, and not play them in FanDuel. But make sure you sign up for our FanDuel contest, FanDuel.com/CBSPod. $10 to enter, FanDuel.com/CBSPod. Top 45%, double their money. Beat all three of us. You're in the Week 11 contest. Details are at FanDuel.com/CBSPod. Maximum 10 entries. Now, you want to make some money? You want to have some fun playing fantasy football? You want something that is no season-long commitment? Very little time commitment. That's FanDuel.com. If $10 is too much for you, why don't you play for $1? You can still win a lot, and what's the worst that can happen? You lose $1. You still have a good time playing daily fantasy football. We've got a podcast, Daily Fantasy Live, that'll help you out with your FanDuel stuff. And get on FanDuel.com. Use our offer code. That's CBSPod. FanDuel.com. CBSPod is the offer code. They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200 that gets earned as you play. Colts at Panthers. We've covered Luck. He's number 9 for Jamie and number 10 for Dave. Frank Gore, how does he compare to the McFaddens, Darkwas, Andrews, Blues of the world? Frank Gore.
He's ahead of all those guys.
He's ahead of Darkwa for me, but he's behind the other two. I really think he's going to have a bad game this week.
I don't mind the matchup for him, and I think the Colts are going to be prepared to use him a lot more than they have. Not a lot more, a little more.
They get away from him way too soon. They're going to be chasing points again, and that's bad news for Frank Gore. So I don't think it's I can certainly understand starting him over those guys because, look, you look at Frank Gore's name versus Alfred Blue's name and Antonio Andrews' name. Those other two guys have much better matchups and situations this week. Dark was too risky for me, so I would start him over Darkwa. But I don't expect Frank Gore to have a very good game at all. Yeah, like you said, Adam, when Kuechly's been in there, he's not going to break a long touchdown run like Ryan Matthews did. If he did, that'd be a surprise. It'd be the first time this season. I just don't think he's going to have a monster game. So you start him if you want to.
All right, would you rather start Dante Moncrief or Frank Gore in a flex spot?
Moncrief.
I'll take Gore.
All right, you guys differ on Gore. Good to know. So we Moncrief and Hilton, looking at the rankings, they're around 24th. Let's consider them low-end number two wide receivers. We're going to sit the Indianapolis tight ends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you're in a pinch, Fleener's the one to go with, but I don't like either one.
Okay, Cam Newton we've gotten into. Jonathan Stewart, you are absolutely starting. How about Ted Ginn? You guys do not like him this week. Why not?
He's okay, Flyer. He's in the Anquan Boldin range.
Like a bye week receiver type. He does have 9 fantasy points in every home game this year. I just don't know how many targets he's going to get, how many carries he's going to get, and how well he'll do. The matchup's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, this whole, like if you think that because they have a great cornerback that wide receivers haven't done well against Indianapolis, it's just not the case. So, Ginn or Gore?
Gore.
Okay. Greg Olson, we talked about. Carolina's DST, 6th for Jamie and 9th for Dave. Tampa Bay is at Atlanta. We've got Matt Ryan covered so far. Devontae Freeman, I think we're going to start him. I don't know that I'm FanDueling him necessarily. Tampa Bay allows 3.7 yards per carry. Last 3 weeks, no rushing touchdowns by a running back, although TJ Yeldon did catch a touchdown. And no running back has rushed for more than 50 yards or gotten more than 11 carries, for what that's worth, against Tampa Bay over the last 3 weeks. Just saying. What do you guys think about Freeman in a one-week daily fantasy format?
I think there are so many other running backs that you can go with this week at a lower price point that you can pass on Freeman.
Who do you like this week?
I've only done one lineup so far, and it's got 4 Chargers in it with Todd Gurley, Odell Beckham, and Tyler Eifert.
I like Martin. I like Forsett a lot. Jonathan Stewart is someone that I don't know will be widely owned.
I love Eifert.
I do too.
Yeah,
he's going to make plenty of my lineups.
He'll make plenty of people's lineups. So in a tournament, you might want to go somewhere else. But in a 50-50, good idea for Eifert. Roddy White, start or sit, trick or treat.
I think he's in the Ted Ginn Bolden conversation, but it's just how much you trust him. Because without Hankerson in there, he should get an increase in targets. They are going to make Justin Hardy active for the first time this season. At least that's the plan. So who knows what that does in terms of playing time. But it's a good opportunity. It's a good matchup. We'll see.
Okay. Roddy White definitely behind a guy like Michael Floyd, right? If Brown is out.
Sure.
Even if Brown's in,
yeah. Jacob Tammy outside the top 15.
He's another if you're desperate. If you're desperate for a tight end, you just can't get your hands on Watson, Rodgers. He's in that mix. You could consider him.
Okay. Doug Martin, we like a lot. Atlanta, fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL, but 10 rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Martin. Charles Sims is a great sleeper this week.
Why is he going to just plow
one? Because they give up the most receptions to running backs on the season.
And we should talk about the Tampa Bay passing game because Vincent Jackson's not expected to play. Sweet Lou Murphy is out for the year. So here's the receiving core for Tampa Bay. We're getting to him. Mike Evans, Russell Shepard is going to be the number two guy. The slot guy will be Dante Dianu. His last name's Di, but we're calling him Dianu.
Yeah.
If you're Jewish, you totally get it.
Yes.
And Austin Seferian Jenkins is a big X factor. If he plays, he should get more than one target and less than 100. And by that, I mean probably around like a dozen targets, a lot of targets. I like him. Russell Shepard's going to be someone that no one is talking about, but he's a halfway decent receiver who in a pinch in single coverage, because you got to figure that Mike Evans is going to get a ton of coverage from Atlanta, might not be so bad.
Number one wide receivers have done quite well against Atlanta, at least early in the year. Then they haven't faced the same caliber of receivers lately. But you like Mike Evans. He's a top 12 guy.
Yeah. Every big name pass catcher has had at least 100 yards against Atlanta.
And four tight ends have caught a touchdown against the Falcons. They allow the sixth most fantasy points. So if Seferian Jenkins plays, you can look for him. Minnesota at Chicago. Any interest in Teddy Bridgewater?
Bye-week guy?
Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be in the same, that group of Hoyer, Flacco, Fitzpatrick, Cutler. They're all kind of similar.
Rank them. Or who are your three favorites from that group? You said Hoyer, Flacco, Fitzpatrick, Bridgewater, and I think someone else.
He said Cutler.
Who are your favorites?
Hoyer's my favorite. Probably Dave convinced me on Flacco a little bit more, so Flacco would be second.
Fitzpatrick.
No, Cutler third, Fitzpatrick fourth.
I would go Flacco, Fitzpatrick, Hoyer.
You're starting Adrian Peterson, even though only two rushing touchdowns allowed by the Bears this year.
None, oh boy,
he owns them.
All right, Stephon Diggs, we are starting. Let's flex it here. Stephon Diggs or Jonathan Stewart?
Stewart.
Even in PPR?
Sure.
Yeah, even in PPR.
Stephon Diggs or Giovanni Bernard?
Just keep in mind, with Stewart, he plays down to his competition. That's what we've seen.
Stephon Diggs or Giovanni Bernard?
Diggs.
Very close, but I'll say Diggs.
Okay.
I mean, think about what it's going to take for Diggs to disappoint you this week.
Coverage.
Yeah, but it's the Bears. Do they have a corner that makes you even a little frustrated?
No, but they're coming through bye week, and you never know what they've been planning for.
Kyle Rudolph, number 14 for Jamie, number 15 for Dave. That's in standard. Outside the top 15 in PPR. Rudolph or Tammy if you're desperate.
Rudolph. He'll score a touchdown this week, but he'll get you one catch for 2 yards.
I guess. They're both going to be like 6 fantasy points.
Jay Cutler. So I guess based on what you just said about liking Hoyer and Flacco ahead of him, Cutler's probably around 15th or so.
This is another week of, I think you're going to get probably 12 to 15 quarterbacks of 20 or more fantasy points.
Okay. Yeah, Cutler's 16th for Jamie, 15th for Dave.
Like, I think it was 2 weeks ago. When was it? Seattle, Carolina, 2 weeks ago, right?
Hmm.
Both Cam and Russell Wilson, 21 points for Cam, 20 for Wilson, and they were like the 15th and 16th best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Cutler or Stafford?
Stafford. I think Cutler is going to be what he's been. You know,
21?
19 to 21. Right.
He's
there.
Been 21 three straight weeks.
Right. Blackjack.
It's kind of an interesting game because both teams are doing better against running backs from a fantasy perspective, but you've got studs here that you're definitely starting. Alshon Jeffrey we're starting, and are any other wide receivers for the Bears that you would consider in this game?
N-O.
No.
Oh, that was cool. And oh no. Martellus Bennett, start or sit?
Adam is easily entertained.
I like Bennett this week. Three straight games of at least 11 targets, and the Vikings have given up, I think, 3 touchdowns to tight ends.
Yes.
2 were against Ebron.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Bennett comes out and plays well.
He scares me. Halloween is is a scary time of year. And if someone knocked on my door and it was Martellus Bennett, I would be scared.
The Vikings DST is number 8 for Jamie and number 8 for Dave, and they are 64% owned. So if you need a DST, you can look for the Vikings. Vikings or Packers?
Packers.
Yep.
Vikings or Broncos?
Broncos.
Vikings.
If you owned the Broncos DST and you wanted to sit them this week, would you insist on holding on to them?
I'm doing it in two leagues, and I don't like it, but I think they're just too good.
You can't cut them.
So, like,
it's
the only reason I'm doing it is because I picked up the Rams last week when they were cut off their bye week.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get rid of the Rams.
Okay. Giants at Saints. Two of the five worst teams against tight ends for what that's worth. Watson clearly better than Donnell, though, if you need somebody this week.
Yes.
Yeah, you just can't trust Larry Donnell.
Yeah, he has not even gotten to 40 receiving yards in a game. Saints defense seems to be getting a little bit better, but you guys said you like Eli Manning. Is Darkwell your favorite Giants running back this week?
He is in standard leagues.
Yep.
But not PPR.
Can you get anything from Vereen this week in PPR?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a track meet.
It could be. All right, Vereen or Bolden?
Oh, Vereen.
I'll go Bolden.
I would really like to avoid the Giants running backs if at all possible.
Right.
You love Odell Beckham. New Orleans has allowed the most 40-yard pass plays in the NFL, but actually they haven't done that badly against wide receivers. T.Y. Hilton killed them last week, and Josh Huff had 13 fantasy points, and those are the biggest games against them. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not getting away from Odell Beckham. Reuben Randall, start or sit, trick or treat.
I wouldn't want to use him. He's a trick. He's a dirty trick.
Randall or Willie Snead?
Snead.
They're close. Snead's been a train wreck recently.
A trick wreck.
Trick wreck. Snead's probably safer, though.
So, what about these Saints wide receivers? Who's going to do what?
Oh, I think Brandon Cooks has a good game. I think Benjamin Watson has a good game.
Are you related to Brandon Cooks?
Nope.
Every week it's...
Not every week, it's every time he's got good matchups. And he should have played great last week. And I'll take his numbers last week again because he's going to score this week without Amukamara there.
I can't buy in. I think he's no better than a third receiver.
Wow, this is going to be a weekly debate, it seems.
I think so. But it's pretty obvious what you're going to get from Brandon Cooks.
The most targets on a team that's going to throw the
great.
Ball up.
That's great. You have him as a third receiver, too. We're really not that far apart on him.
No,
right?
But I think there's going to be some tweaking with some of the Friday injuries.
Any interest in C.J. Spiller or Kyrie Robinson?
No.
As far as, like, people to hang out with?
Hey, look, if we're going to talk about Vereen as a viable option, Spiller had 6 catches last week, I believe.
Yeah.
He's just too up and down.
Well, but they're trying to get him going. They want to throw him the football, so I can see him as a bye week guy in PPR leagues.
The Giants have been pretty darn bad against pass-catching running backs, too, so keep that in mind. A little bit better lately, but they've had some struggles this year.
That did help Ingram, though.
Yeah, Ingram is... I don't know what his FanDuel price is, but he should have a pretty big game. I don't know what's gone on with the Giants' run defense. It was, like, the first 3 weeks, best in the league. And
is Beeson even... I almost don't think it matters, but Beeson's banged up, isn't he?
No, he plays, but he's completely ineffective. Sit the DSTs in this game. And Ben Watson, top 10 tight end in standard, top 12 in PPR. Giants are one of the worst against tight ends. So Ben Watson or Jimmy Graham?
Watson.
I've got Graham one spot ahead of him, and I don't think I like it.
Two more games. I think they're pretty easy.
By the way, if you don't agree with me and you like Drew Brees this week, the Drew Brees Ben Watson stack on FanDuel.
And Cooks.
We'll pretend we didn't hear that. Just Brees and Ben.
Every time we argue, you get this one wrong.
Not last week.
Okay. You want to say 6 for 82 with the chance where he had the ball overthrown on him? That's
8
fine.
Fantasy points.
That's fine.
No, that's a win for Dave.
That's fine.
It is.
I don't think we were really arguing about it last week, though.
If we're going to argue about close calls, then the week that we really did get into it, he scored a touchdown with 4 seconds left.
Well, he still scored.
Close call. He was nothing until that last drive.
Okay.
If we're going to, hey, look, if that's a win for Jamie, which it is, then last week was a clear win for Dave.
Right.
So we'll see who does well this week. I'd love to see it. I mean, this was a guy I was talking up like crazy during the preseason. I was in love with Brandon Cooks.
Oh. Seattle at Dallas.
Maybe I'm just bitter.
All right. If I have any hope for DeMarco Murray, it's that Dallas's offensive line, they took out Ronald Leary, they started Lel Collins, and they plowed the Giants last week. And they did that to the Seahawks last year in Seattle. So, do you have any hope for DeMarco Murray in this game?
DeMarco Murray is in Philadelphia.
Darren McFadden.
The other DM.
Yes.
I think he's fine as a number two running back, and that's as good as it gets. PPR, he's definitely a lot more appealing because he could end up catching 6-7 passes, no problem.
Okay, Darren McFadden or Antonio Andrews?
Standard Andrews, PPR McFadden.
Yep.
Darren McFadden or T.Y. Hilton?
Could you consider McFadden over Hilton in a PPR league? I don't think I could do it.
No, I go Hilton.
I'd go Hilton.
Darren McFadden or Marvin Jones?
Jones.
Wow. All right. So I guess here's my question about this game. Marshawn Lynch is a top five running back. Is there any other player that you like, that you're excited about in this game?
No.
How about Witten? We know Seattle's been terrible against tight ends.
Yeah, but Witten's kind of eh.
Yeah.
Not excited, but I'd start him.
Witten had the great matchup last week, and he had 6 catches for 73 yards. Maybe that's where we should kind of ballpark it.
Yep.
Witten or Graham?
Not bad.
Witten or Graham?
Graham. More upside.
Yep.
Okay.
You might be able to convince me Witten in a PPR league.
Seattle's DST number 2 for Jamie, number 1 for Dave, and Dallas DST, not that bad, number 14 for Jamie, number 11 for Dave. He should get some sacks in this game.
I think they're very sneaky for daily fantasy purposes and bi-week DST purposes.
I don't know that it makes it. The DSTs are priced so similarly, I think, that I usually spend fairly big on them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's not like you're completely outspending the other people who go cheap. All right, San Francisco at St. Louis. Anyone to start in this game other than Todd Gurley?
No. Bolden is a sleeper/third receiver. Kaepernick, if you get points for quarterbacks looking lost and on the ground.
The Rams DST is going to go nuts.
Yeah. Well.
What if they're allergic to nuts? Then are they going carrots and celery?
They're going carrots and celery.
Does Gurley, in a daily format, is his matchup something to be considered? Like, is he too pricey? You know, is it a good week for him in daily?
I think he's so hot that people are going to jump on him no matter what. Last week he was started in the Sunday Million, I think 54% of lineups. So yeah. Don't be surprised if he ends up being started in 40%. Maybe a little less. Maybe like 37.5.
I just mean, is he a good play, or is this a week we should
avoid
him?
He's a good play, but
he's going to be a good play every week. It's just a matter of how much you want to be the same as everybody else.
It depends on that, and it depends on how many other running backs have appealing matchups. And this week, I think there's a lot.
I don't think I asked you guys what I asked Nick and Heath on Monday. Number one pick next year. Who is
it? You did.
It?
We've talked about it.
I did?
We've talked about it somewhere. I don't know if it's on the podcast or if it's...
Answer it again. Who's your number one
Adam,
pick?
Adam, I would just like to say that Ram T.G. Gurley is the number one overall pick next year.
That's what
TG
he said.
Three.
So did Heath. I disagreed. I still said it's Le'Veon.
I think I'd put Le'Veon up ahead of Gurley, but yep. They could be 1-2.
And don't forget about Devontae Freeman.
I would say that Le'Veon Bell in a PPR league, now that Roethlisberger is back, is just going to be a monster. He is going
you
to
You just
be...
made the case for Tom Brady being number one.
No,
TG7.
I said first round, Nick. I didn't say number one. Let's grade some trades
Nick Hustless Jr. on the podcast.
Answer some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Grade the trade from a dude in a city in Arizona.
This is Mitchell from Waycross, Georgia.
Not Pete from ASU.
I don't like what you're doing, Dave. If he says a city in Arizona, that should be good enough for you.
Yeah, it's my game.
Fine.
Beat the Sun Devil.
16-team. Oh, God. What a gut-wrenching loss for Arizona State last
night. I can't wait to hear Pete Prisco on Sunday.
Oh. All right. 16-team. Yeah. Here we go. 16-team PPR Dynasty League. Flex and offensive player position. So you can start a quarterback there. give up my first round pick, which is going to be one of the bottom three picks of the rookie draft, Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady, for Jeremy Hill and Aaron Rodgers.
He's getting Rodgers and Hill?
Yeah, he's giving up Brady, Big Ben, and his first round rookie pick.
And the pick?
Yeah.
F. No, you want that side.
Yeah, bad pick, bad trade. Here is Chris in Central Iowa. We've answered this, but would you bench T.Y. Hilton for Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here is Pelsa in Wilsonville, Oregon. Dear Ellison, Deputy So-and-So, and Mr. Boogie. That is Sinister, which, as I mentioned the other day, one of my favorite horror movies. Grade the trade. Give up Dez Bryant, get Jeremy Hill and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's a C.
Grade it, Dave.
I give it a B++ for the team that's getting Diggs and Hill.
When Brian and Romo are together, you're going to want that in your playoffs. I don't know if Diggs will still be playing at this level by that point.
Yeah, but if I need to make my playoffs, if I'm 3-4, I need Diggs now.
Well, I mean, it depends on the specifics of this team, for sure. But I want Dez Bryant the rest of the way.
All right, here's a starter sit from Victor in Orange, California. Hey, Kevin, Bean, and Ralph. I don't know those people. Oh, and I should apologize. So we had Harrison, Harrison, River, and Sean yesterday, and that was an Indiana Jones reference.
Hmm.
I've rarely gotten more tweets about something I said on a podcast than that. Like, I got so many people telling me that was Indiana Jones. So
that's interesting.
Really dumb. But I don't know Indiana Jones all that well, I guess. Okay.
Well, of course, it's a good trilogy with Harrison Ford.
I like it. I just don't know it all that well. Okay. Anyway, here's the question. Chris Johnson or Charcandrick West?
CJ, okay.
Yep.
Demaryius Thomas or Stephon Diggs?
Thomas.
Thomas, but it's close.
Dante Moncrief or Eddie Lacy?
Lacy. Mm. If Starks is out, for sure.
I guess I can buy into that.
Cam Newton or Matt Ryan?
Ryan.
Newton.
Here's Donnie. Where's Donnie from?
Donnie's from North Platte, Nebraska.
10-team league, standard scoring. I need two flexes. Amari Cooper, Latavius Murray, T.Y. Hilton, or Stephon Diggs? Amari Cooper, Latavius Murray, T.Y. Hilton, Stephon Diggs, pick two.
Diggs is the easy one. I'll go Hilton.
Bad week for your team. Bad matchups. Mm. All right, in a two-quarterback league, this is from Clint in Las Vegas. Would you bench Peyton Manning for Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
Yep.
Do it in a three-quarterback league, a one-quarterback league.
Here is Birdsong. Where's he from?
Park City, Utah.
Dear Devontae, and Devontae, three different spellings.
That's good.
Yeah, for three different people.
Three different spellings, I take it.
Yep. Freeman, Adams, and Parker. My team is 6-1. But it could be great. So he wants to know, Devontae Freeman and Eddie Lacy, Amir Abdullah, Carlos Hyde, and James Starks are his running backs. Should he trade a wide receiver to upgrade his running backs? He has Hopkins, Julio, AJ Green, John Brown, and Michael Floyd.
Yeah, probably. I'm. Which one? It totally depends on what he gets the best offer for.
Okay.
Like, I'm willing to trade Julio or DeAndre Hopkins if the offer is outstanding.
It's got to be outstanding, though.
It does have to be better than James Starks in a can of corn.
But it has to be better than Eddie Lacy.
Has to be better than Eddie Lacy. Unless it's Michael Floyd.
Right, no, if you're trading one of those studs. All right, last question from Lou in Brookline, Massachusetts. Give up Tannehill and McFadden.
Yes.
Get Lacy and Bridgewater.
I already answered.
Come on, that's stealing.
And he has Palmer. So, yes. Wow, yeah, you do that. All right. Good show. Happy Halloween, guys. Enjoy your trick-or-treating with the kids, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. And
are you going to go trick-or-treating?
I'm not going to trick-or-treat. I'm going to hopefully accompany my girlfriend's nieces and nephews on trick-or-treating.
May I ask one quick
thing? Is Zoe coming with you?
No, she's terrified of outside.
If you answer the door on Halloween and the kid is just standing there with the bag open, what's the protocol?
Doesn't say anything?
Doesn't say anything.
I'd say, hi, say happy Halloween.
Or do you close the door?
I'm not closing the door.
I always say, oh, what are you dressed as, even though it's painfully obvious.
You know why I don't close the door? Because there are some real jerks out there that egg houses and grow up to just be horrible, shallow human beings.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing with Adam. When he was growing up, the au pair answered the door all the time. And little Adam was just sitting in the bag eating all the candy.
Right. We're out of candy.
The au pair, so the au pair would actually
he's
take
like, he's
candy.
On a sugar high. He's like, send him away!
No more candy!
No more people!
I'm going to watch Ghostbusters 2!
Have a great weekend, everybody. Jamie and I will talk to you on Saturday night on Ion Fantasy Football. Dave, Jamie, Ryan Bass, Pete Prisco will talk to you Sunday morning for Fantasy Football Today. I'm Adam Azer. See you later.
Bye.